We received the copies of the checks that the Water District sent us, I believe, about a week ago, and I've had a chance to go over the checks. And when I first spoke to you, you had indicated that the Water District's first payment to the fiscal court was around 2009, and the earliest check we have is from 2010. Any idea, was a payment made in 2009, or was that just a...
No, there wasn't. I went to the bank and talked to the people at the bank, and that first check, now I think I'm right, was drawn on the general account. It wasn't on the special account that we had set up, that we set up later, you know.
Okay.
That was the difference, Jonathan, on that.
Is there any way to get a copy of that check or the amount of that check?
Well, I think the first check you got is that check. See if it's not, if it's on the general fund and not on the it's not on the special account.
Mm-hmm. Well, the earliest or the first check we have is dated May 27th of 2010. We don't have one from, I guess I was looking for one from 2009, was what
I think that one on May the 10th, but I think it's on, I knew that, or thought that we didn't have a special account set up at that time when we made it, and I think it's on the general account. It's not on the special account.
Mm-hmm.
If you look, it's different. That check, I think, is different from the rest of them.
Well, I'm just referring right now to the date of the check is the year 2010.
Yeah, I think 2010 was the first. That was the first check that made that.
Okay, so you don't believe that there was a payment made in 2009 then?
No, I don't think there was one made in 2009. I think 2010 was the first.
Okay, all right. My next question then is, do you have any idea why the amounts of the checks vary? It looks like no check is for the same amount.
What it is, they put, I believe it's $8,300 and some dollars in a month in that special account. But it's supposed to total out at the end of the year $100,000. Well, they make two payments a year, and I think one's made in May and maybe one in November.
Mm-hmm.
And so everyone's in that account at that time is what we take out and give them, you know.
Because I totaled up the checks that we had available here, and it looks like there's 2, 4, 5 total checks. And in 2010, it looks like the Water District paid a total of $66,000. In 2011, it paid $50,000. And then in 2012, it paid $133,000. So I was just wondering why there was such a discrepancy, and it looks like no one year was... really anywhere close to $100,000.
Well, what it was, after we set that account up, they take out so much, a month at the bank, and
mm-hmm.
that's the total, supposed to total $100,000 a year. And sometimes they would call and want it in July or, something, mm-hmm. Just different months. And whatever was in there at that time is what we would give them.
So do you have any idea then why 2012 would have paid $133,000?
Not unless they let it carry over.
Okay, so it was just a carryover from 2011 then. Okay.
That's the only reason that it would be like that.
Okay. My last question is somewhat on a different topic then. We have found a copy of a deed from 2002 that was executed from the Southern Water District to the Floyd County Fiscal Court, and you signed it as chairperson in 2002, and it looks like it deeded certain property from Southern Water to the Floyd County Fiscal Court. Do you have any recollection of that deed?
No, I don't.
Okay.
But if you send me a copy or tell me the name, on it or something, I probably would. Good, though.
Let me see here. It was for, it looks like, several different tracts of land, the first of which was a tract of land on Mink Branch of Mud Creek. And the second one is a parcel on Beaver Creek. And then another one on Mud Creek. So it looks like it was for several parcels of land.
Well, let me talk to the engineers, because they would be the ones, I'm sure, work that up. I'll be, let me talk to them and see what it is.
Okay.
I don't know, you know, if we gave, if it's, it may be a roadway or something like that, you know, I don't know, but that, they can check and find out.
Well, it says that it was, let's see. It was done in contemplation of the county giving the $2.1 million bond. The water district sold the property for the sum of $1 with the option to repurchase it for $1 at the time that the bonds are repaid.
I have no idea.
Okay, well then I won't belabor the point on that one. I think that was my last question I needed to follow up on.
Jonathan, you know, one of the girls in the manager of the office, she called Woocher, I think, and he told her to go ahead and put the rate increase on, which she did. She put 17.88 on.
Okay, as I recall, the order that went out in this case, the commissions did set an interim rate that excluded the interim rate the commission set excludes the current payment to the Floyd Fiscal Court. So that rate is okay to go ahead and put into effect. And then once this investigation is done, the commission will have the opportunity to reassess the rate, whether it should be increased or whatnot, to account for this payment. So the rates that were set forth in the commission's order are okay to be put into effect right now on an interim basis.
Okay, that's what we did, and that's, we put it on this February. We put it on their February bill, you know.
Mm-hmm.
17.88, I think, is what it was.